This is CBS News Bay Area with Juliette Goodrich.
Thank you for joining us at 7. While those on the coast are enjoying the Bay Area's natural air conditioner, fog, folks inland are still baking in the heat. In fact, there was a slight dip in temps today, enough to bring families outdoors to the playground at Heather Farms Park in Walnut Creek. A nearby shave ice vendor also busy today with people looking for a cool treat. Among his customers, Maria and her two grandkids who were happy to get a break.
The last couple of days were absolutely miserable. Today's a lot better. There's a little breeze. She just came from swim lessons. Now we're going back home to jump in the pool again.
Get ready, grandkids. Unfortunately, the relief from the heat, only temporary. Chief Meteorologist Paul Hagan's here with the details. Hi, Paul.
Jules, we do have more heat advisories that are going to kick in as we head through the rest of this week. In fact, they're in effect for much of the Bay Area as we've hit the end of the middle of the work week and towards the end of the week as well. Let's take a look at where we topped out today. There's the fog rolling in as we look out from Salesforce Tower. Temperatures reached up into the mid-90s in Livermore, which is still hot, but it's more appropriately hot for this time of year. Mid-80s for Santa Rosa and San Jose, very close to average. And then we had some 70s and 60s on the map as well. And tomorrow, our temperatures will be close to normal too, into the 60s and 70s around the bay, into the 80s farther inland. I'm so excited about it, I can barely talk. Even the hottest spots just barely getting up to around 90 degrees, but this is short-lived relief. The temperatures spike again on Wednesday, the hottest day arriving on Thursday. Heat advisory in effect for most of the Bay Area. It's even an excessive heat warning for northern Solano County. This is all the way through the end of the work week. Heat advisory means a moderate heat risk for folks who are especially sensitive to the heat, whether it's from lack of access to air conditioning or any health sensitivities due to the hot weather. Want to keep an eye on those folks, especially Wednesday and Thursday when we're going to see a lot of triple digit high temperatures for inland parts of the Bay Area. The exception to that, right along the coast where no advisories in effect, you're going to stay comfortable. We'll take a look at all the details as we head through the rest of this week and when temperatures return to normal again. It's coming up in just a few minutes.
Paul, thank you. And look at these details. This map, the heat, an added challenge for California firefighters. In fact, they are battling 17 active wildfires up and down the state, almost half of them sparked over the weekend. Among them, the Royal Fire. It's burning in a rugged area on the Tahoe National Forest, southwest of Truckee. And the big concern here was about 13 hikers between the ages of 16 and 20 who went missing in the fire zone. Placer County Sheriff shared this video of the moment the group was spotted this morning. Rescue crews lowered two people to meet the group to then escort them out of the danger zone. As for the fire, more accurate mapping has put it at about 150 acres, and at this point, there is no containment. And officials are warning of possible smoky conditions in Truckee. The biggest fire in California right now is the Lake Fire that erupted in the mountains of Santa Barbara County. This happening on Saturday. About 100 people had to evacuate. Among the properties threatened, Michael Jackson's famous Neverland Ranch. So while California firefighters battle flames on the ground, NASA is trying to help out with imagery from space. So our Mary Lee got a look at the new mapping technology in the works to better predict fire behavior, protect communities, and protect wildfires from starting in the first place.
It could be risk analysis, planning, and deployment of...
NASA scientist Christopher Potter is passionate about our planet, studying NASA's satellite data to understand
really
and
rewarding.
Protect our Earth.
I've been working here for 30 years, and we've been working up to this age, this what we call the golden age of remote sensing, of satellite imagery. We have more data than we can possibly utilize.
NASA scientists are seeing increases in the intensity, severity, and duration of wildfires. Using satellite images, they can actually pinpoint the areas at greatest risk for devastating wildfires. Check it out. Visible satellite images indicate how green the ground is. Infrared satellite images indicate the fuel moisture content or how dry the vegetation is. And thermal images indicate the temperature of the Earth's surface.
Using imagery before the fire, we can predict where it's going to burn the hottest, where the most difficult areas will be to defend, and where the population areas and structures that are in harm's way are the most vulnerable and at risk. So what we're looking at here is a map of the actual SCU Lightning Fire Complex.
NASA's technology accurately predicted the burn severity of the monstrous SCU Lightning Complex fires in August of 2020, using satellite images taken in the spring and then in July, just before the fires broke out. NASA's machine learning did millions of model runs, and in a few hours, selected the most accurate model that was true to what actually happened. It's this vital information that can help firefighters in the future detect places at greatest risk and ultimately prevent wildfires from even happening in the first place through controlled burns and forest management.
You're lucky if you just comes along and you can find yourself with the opportunity to make an impact like that.
Christopher is incredibly grateful and proud. His work at NASA will bring real change, helping to save the planet we call home.
Potter tells us they are still making some adjustments on the mapping technology and hope to share the information with CAL FIRE by next fire season. NASA is also testing drones in the Bay Area that will one day be able to safely fly in areas of heavy smoke and poor visibility during wildfires. All right, Governor Gavin Newsom, he was in New Hampshire today trying to drum up Democratic support for President Biden. Calls have been getting louder and louder for the president to withdraw from his reelection campaign. But with the Democratic National Convention next month, time is running out. Steve Large heard from a delegate from Sacramento who's pledging to vote for Biden, but is preparing for a plan B.
Sunday the 18th.
The plane tickets are purchased.
Can he beat Trump in this condition?
In Sacramento, Steve Cohn will be flying to Chicago for the Democratic National Convention.
So we'll see what happens.
Cohn, the Democratic delegate, prepared to pledge his vote for President Biden amidst lingering questions, will Biden stay in the race? Following that debate debacle, the campaign is seeking to downplay.
So it was a tough moment, and it remains to be seen whether it's a moment that the president can overcome.
The bottom line here is that we're not going anywhere. I am not going anywhere.
President Biden called into political talk show Morning Joe Monday after a cascade of Democratic leaders have come forward calling on him to withdraw.
If any of these guys don't think I should run against me, go ahead, announce the president. Challenge me at the convention.
Governor Gavin Newsom is campaigning for Biden in New Hampshire and was asked if he was certain the president will stay in the race.
I believe that, absolutely. I believe that. Now, look, that's not something for me to control. The only thing that controls what I do every single day.
I do feel that he needs to really consider the consequences if he is unable to campaign effectively.
For Steve Cohn, he's already pledged to vote for Biden at the convention. He's also preparing for a possibility of Plan B.
But I did think that there was at least a possibility that this could be a different kind of convention.
If President Biden does withdraw, he would have the option of allocating his pledges to someone else or releasing them entirely. Either way, it would set up a situation where delegates would be able to vote for a different Democratic nominee for president.